There was a noticeable absence from our expected crew of nine when we got together over spring break. Ryan's girlfriend, Anna, wasn't able to make the gathering. According to him, she came down with a stomach bug the day before. It wasn't a major loss to the occasion, in my view. Anna and Brian had only started dating about a year ago, and while she seemed like a perfectly nice person, usually when she was included in our events, we spent a lot of time explaining inside jokes to her. It's hard when a new person joins a group that's been together since middle school. The eight of us were all gathered together for the first time since the bonfire at Emma's. Since then, college had pulled us in mostly separate directions. A few members of the group stuck together attending state, but the rest of us were scattered. Brian went south. Colin went all the way to Boston. I was majoring in English at a liberal arts school near our hometown with the hopes of becoming a teacher. My first few months at college had been challenging for an introvert like me. I made new friends, but forming bonds like the ones I had back home didn't come easy. I was really looking forward to getting together this spring break. Our reunion took place at David's house because his parents had been kind enough to give him free rein while they were visiting more distant relatives. There was plenty of food, holly-baked cookies, and Colin brought leftovers. I supplied the snacks, purchased from the grocery store on my way over. We shared hugs and swapped stories. I remember talking about how my roommate was a very different personality type from me. Her name is Cassandra. She's this total party girl. Goes out every Friday night, has a new guy every Saturday. She's actually kind of the perfect roommate because I have the room to myself most nights. I guess I was judging her, or jealous of her. If I struggled to make friends, making boyfriends eluded me entirely. A part of me envied the ease with which Cassandra attracted attention from guys on campus. They mostly looked right past me with my glasses and my nose buried in Jane Austen novels. I don't remember the exact circumstances that led me to being alone in the guest room with Brian. I think we'd been sent to find a board game or something, but it's the sort of encounter I would have tried to engineer during our high school days. Brian was effortlessly funny. And on him, even glasses looked cool. I secretly held feelings for him, which were dashed when he picked Anna to be his date for homecoming. "How are you managing the whole long-distance thing with Anna?" I asked him out of curiosity, clueless as to what was about to unfurl. "It's been, you know..." He seemed to have difficulty finding the right words, which was rare for him. He took a seat on the bed. "Actually, I didn't want to tell the whole group and have it be this whole thing, but we broke up last week." "Oh," I responded. I think that I'd maintained a straight face, maybe even a commiserating face, but internally, I felt something like hope. She said that she was missing out on the best years of her life because we were so far apart, he continued unprompted, like I was holding her back. I didn't know what to say. Despite my feelings towards him, he had seemed to be really happy with Anna, and I hated seeing him so upset. That sucks, I said, placing a hand on his shoulder and sitting next to him on the bed. Let me know if there's anything I can do to help. He laughed slightly at my obligatory offer, and a bit of a smile crossed his face. Well, I was holding back for her too, you know, and with this breakup only happening last week, you could always help with a blowjob. It was typical of Ryan to mask his feelings with humor, especially crude humor. My role in our dynamic had always been to roll my eyes and pretend not to enjoy his juvenile jokes. I did roll my eyes, at first, but the prior 30 seconds had convinced me that this was my chance to change our dynamic. Okay, if that's what you need, I deadpanned. He reacted like he'd already moved on to the next joke in his mind, but was then forced to rewind by my response. Wait, what? Ryan stammered. No, Allie, I was just joking. I don't really... I locked eyes with him, and he stopped speaking. Could he see in the look that I was giving him that, while he may have been joking, I wasn't? Are you serious right now? He asked in disbelief. I didn't quite believe it myself, but I knew that if I backed out now, this would just be an awkward moment that neither of us ever brought up again. I maintained my gaze and put a hand on his thigh. You're feeling down, and I want to help you, I said. But this is... I mean, not that I mind, it's just... He obviously still wasn't quite sure. What's a blowjob between friends? I asked, and immediately had to stifle the laughter that question inspired. Friends. Is that really what I wanted to be with Brian? No. But in that moment, I thought that with my lips wrapped around his cock, I could convince him that I was worthy of more. Never mind that I'd only given 2 blowjobs in my life to that point, my most recent on prom night. But for Brian, I would suck his dick like I was showing off. Brian's dick, when it was removed from his jeans, was veiny and not quite hard, but clearly thick. I placed my hand on it, then nervously looked at him, eager to see his approval and encouragement. A few slow strokes helped him stiffen up for me. I went down to my knees in front of him and went to work. Oh my God, Allie, he groaned when I had only just placed my lips on him. Even watching me do it, he still couldn't fully wrap his head around the fact that this was happening. I gently took more of him into my mouth. Slowly, I got into a rhythm, bobbing my head up and down, just like Cassandra had told me about her technique. There were advantages to having a roommate with a loose idea of boundaries. At intervals, I would look up towards Brian and make sure he was still enjoying this. Make sure that he saw the lengths, the literal lengths, I would go to for him. I pulled out all the tricks I could, lubricating his shaft with my mouth while one hand twisted, sucking on his poorly groomed balls, and then, with effort, allowing him into my throat. It was a loving blowjob, or at least the best approximation of one I could manage with my lack of experience. You're gonna have to swallow so we don't make a mess, he informed me, and I was elated to know that I was gonna make him come. Brian's orgasm, my triumph, was imminent. It could be felt in his weakening voice and his throbbing cock. He just needed a little bit more to reach the... David walked in just then, and we were fully exposed, me on my knees and Brian's pants down on the bed. Ryan pulled back to try to hide what was happening, but He came at the same time, spraying his load everywhere, just out in the open, thick ropes that landed, two of them across my face and glasses. My first facial at the absolute worst time. David covered his mouth in shock and to hide his laughter. "You two?" he exclaimed in a stage whisper, not wanting to draw more attention to this scene. Brian's cum was trickling on my skin, and I felt it like hot shame. "How long has this been going on?" It's not," Brian stammered, and I tried to complete his sentence, but only managed to repeat the same words at first. "It's platonic," is what actually came out of my mouth. There was a streak of cum on my glasses that annoyingly obscured my view. "Platonic," David laughed. He closed the door behind him and walked closer to the bed. "Shit, Allison, I'm your friend too. Where's my platonic dick suck?" At that moment, I was disgusted by the prospect of David inserting himself into what I had hoped would be a special moment between me and Brian. But then Brian went and added to my humiliation by saying, "What's a blowjob between friends, right, Allie?" I felt betrayed, watching him snicker with David. But I was also beginning to feel something that Cassandra had explained to me one Sunday morning. She'd returned from what she described as a very successful Saturday night, in which she'd experienced her first threesome. I knew it was wrong. I knew I shouldn't be doing it, and that just made me want to do it even more. It's the thrill of breaking rules and taboos, doing the things that everyone says you're not supposed to do. There's nothing like it. At the time, I silently judged her as grasping for justifications of her own sluttiness. But with Brian's cum on my face and David asking for his turn, I got it. A thrill. "Okay, fine," I said in a tone of mock reluctance, looking up at David with that smudge of jizz on my glasses. I told him to unzip already. Giving head to David was not nearly the same experience as doing it for Brian. This wasn't an act of devotion anymore. I was sucking his dick to have fun with a friend, and maybe get a little more experience out of it. David accepted his blowjob standing up, and while Brian had been in grateful shock the whole time, the tall theater kid wanted to test what I would do. His cock wasn't as thick as Brian's, which made it easier when David would place his hands on my head and gently thrust into my throat. I knew as I'd suck my second dick of the evening that it wouldn't stop there. Swallowing David's load was just going to be an appetizer for what was to come. Word inevitably escaped the room, and all of the other guys wanted a platonic blowjob for me. I happily gave head to Jonah, then Nick, then Colin. One at a time. I'm not some sort of slut. Colin was a real last but not least situation. He'd had to wait the longest for his turn and wasn't hesitant about getting rough with me. By that point, I considered myself well-practiced in the art of deep throat, and I could take the swift, pounding strokes of his dick into the back of my mouth. "Fuck, Allie, you're even better than I fantasized about," he moaned at one point, and hearing that sent another one of those special thrills through me, making him come, making his fantasy come true. That was so, so hot to me. The boys were all well-drained for our spring break, and I'm already looking forward to turning up the heat again when summer break comes around.